Mr. Changirai, who was showered with praise in the packed Gwanzura Stadium Highfields, where he endorsed the George Nkiwane-led formation of the ZCTU, said it was disheartening that the ZCTU had split into factions, which he said should only be confined to political parties, not labor unions. The former trade union leader appealed to the two main factions of the ZCTU to bury their differences and unite for the benefit of the ordinary worker. The other faction is led by Lovemo Matombo, and it marked May Day with a program in the Harare Gardens. Changirai told the gathering the Nkiwane faction is the genuine ZCTU that he identifies with.
The working class cannot be divided on the basis of personalities. The working class will always be united on the basis of class interests, because we only have our freedom to lose if we don't unite. It's very imperative for us to always remember that this day unites us than divides us as workers.
Mr. Changirai said he hoped that dialogue will be speeded up so that the workers in the country can speak with one strong voice through a united body. He said it was said that Zimbabwe's calendar is now laden with meaningless national holidays, for example, celebrating Workers' Day today in a country where very few people are still in formal employment, companies have closed down, and the remaining workers, including civil servants, are earning below the poverty datum line. So today is Workers' Day in a country with no workers, Mr. Changirai said. On Thursday, Mr. Changirai continued, Zimbabwe will join the rest of the world in court celebrating Press Freedom Day when there is no such press freedom in the country. But he said the unity government has tried and has made strides in improving the lives of the people, providing some modicum of stability, albeit with the limitations of court, a shaky coalition that has no common vision. Morgan Changirai urged the workers to elect credible leaders.
The NMDC government is not in doubt, but what is in doubt is how we manage this transition so that Zimbabwe can again, once again, be a proud nation among nations.
Meanwhile, Labour Minister Paulina Gwanyanya Mpariwa said the government is investigating persistent reports of rampant abuse of workers by Chinese employers. She said her team of investigators has started visiting Chinese construction and mining companies to compile details of alleged abuses, adding the government is also in the process of reviewing the country's labor laws to harmonize them. An international labor organization, ILO, representative in Zimbabwe, Tabi Bodo, told the 1,000 in Gwanzura Stadium, labor organizations should respect the workers.
I will not be long. I would like just to tell you that the ILO will, through the Decent Work Country Program, continue to surpass strengthening of workers' organization to enable them to effectively represent their membership in integrating the Decent Work Agenda in their strategic planning.
Civic society leaders at today's function urged workers to choose a credible government that has the interest of the workers at heart in the next elections. The Gwanzura Stadium event was attended by leaders from the Morgan Changirai MDC formation and civic organization leaders, among others. Although the attendance was good, it was evident that the numbers have decreased this year, maybe owing to the split of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions last year. There are now three unions in Zimbabwe, the Nkiwane-led ZCTU, the Lovemo Matombo faction, as well as the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions that had a number of events in the country, including one at a netball complex in Mbare. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Mavis Gama in Harare.